the Saint Chapel. The palace chapels of Bourbon-l'Archambault are the only ones of the 11 Saint Chapels that were made of two separate structures. They were built in the main bailey during the rule of the Dukes Louis I, 1310 to 1315 for the first one, and under Jean II, 1479 to 1508 for the second one. The latter was inaugurated by Anne of France, King Louis XI's daughter. Notre Dame, the first chapel, was intended to house the precious relics of the Passion of Christ that Saint Louis gave to his son, Robert of Clermont, a thorn from Christ's crown and fragments of the cross. Robert of Clermont moved the relics to Bourbon-l'Archambault in 1287. The relics have never left Bourbon-l'Archambault and are now, since 1793, housed at the Saint George Parish Presbytery of Bourbon. The larger collegiate chapel, dedicated to the Holy Cross, was a gem of flamboyant Gothic style that resembled the Sainte-Chapelle in Paris. A canonical college served at the chapels until the Revolution, despite the major storms of 1589 and 1641, which irreparably damaged them. Stained glass panes, the porch, and the roof were then partially destroyed, and the chapels had become shadows of their former selves by 1789. They weren't, as rumour would have it, destroyed during the Revolution. Building a second chapel to house the Saint relics is a sign of the symbolic importance attached to the Castle of Bourbon, considered a family home by every member of the family. These relics and the gem that was built to house them in this family home is also a political message. They were intended to remind everybody, including the kings of France themselves, that the Bourbons have Capetian blood in their veins and that they descend from Saint Louis. In those times, that meant that they were the depository of a royal power transfer. They were thus legitimate in exercising their power and function. The chapel and the relics it houses consequently reassert the Bourbons' ambition to succeed to the throne of France. This will become reality in 1589 with one of their descendants from the House of Bourbon-Vendôme, Henri I of Navarre, known as Henri IV. The modern garden design was intended to show the location of the two chapels. Look south, slightly to the left, you will clearly see where the chapels stood. Their positions are marked with vegetation. The slanted steps stand for the rib vault of the 15th century chapel.